You're listening to Her Majesty's Internet. We now bring you a special presentation by It's Not Rounders.
Hello and welcome to the It's Not Rounders podcast, the podcast dedicated to promoting British baseball. Later in this week's episode, we're going to be talking to Paul and Jess Vernon and Holly Newell of the Bracknell Baseball and Softball Club, and you'll be able to hear the scores from last week along with this weekend's fixtures. First of all though, we just wanted to get you up to speed on a few things. Earlier in this series, we spoke to Liam Harris of the Liverpool Twojans, but since we've been announcing scores and fixtures, no teams from the Northern League have been included. We're pleased to say that this will now be changing, and from this week, the fixtures will be included in our weekly roundup, as will the scores as of next week. This is due to the Northern League having had some technical difficulty with their website, but that's now up and running again and can be found at britishbaseballleague.com. Secondly, you may have seen on Facebook yesterday that we have removed all of Series 1 from our online host at Podomatic. This is because we were running low on space and wouldn't have been able to upload any further episodes. While we are investigating digital hosting methods, all 7.5 hours of the first series is available upon request, including on a CD. If you'd like a copy, get in touch with us on Facebook or Twitter, or you could email us at notrounders@gmail.com. If you'd like it on vinyl, then you'll have to pop into your local Crawshaw's Hip Operations store. And looking at the stats for Series 1, we realised that the podcast had been in existence for just short of a year. And while we have said thank you before, we would like to take this opportunity to thank you all again for listening and contributing. We've interviewed people from 23 different clubs over the 31 episodes we've made, which means that there are loads more clubs out there with an opportunity to get involved. We love talking baseball with anyone, but we really want to give a voice to every club playing the game in the UK and Ireland. So get in touch and be involved. Here are the results from last weekend. In the League of Ireland, in the A-League, the Dublin Black Sox 9, the Ulster Buccaneers 8, and then the Black Sox 8, the Buccaneers 7 in Game 2. The Greystones Mariners 8, the Dublin Hurricanes 21. And in the B-League, the Greystones Mariners 9, the Ashbourne Giants 7, and in Game 2, the Mariners 7, the Giants 17. The Dublin Hurricanes 20, the Belfast North Stars 5, and in Game 2, the Hurricanes 24, the North Stars 9. In the League of Scotland, the Glasgow Galaxy 10, the Glasgow Comets 0, the Edinburgh Diamond Devils 6, the Edinburgh Cannons 4. In the South West Baseball League, the Bristol Bats 2, the Bristol Badgers 18, the Taunton Musketeers 13, the Taunton Muskets 27. The Exeter Spitfires and the Plymouth Mariners result not yet in, and the game between the Newton Brewers and the St Austell Claycutters was postponed. In the BBF, in the National League, the Southampton Mustangs 3, the London Capitals 11, and in Game 2, the Mustangs 11, the Capitals 4. The Hearts Falcons 4, the Brighton Jets 15, and in Game 2, the Falcons 5, the Jets 15. In the AAA, the Oxford Kings 1, the Essex Redbacks 10. In Game 2, the Kings 7, the Redbacks 5. The Taunton Tigers 8, the London Meteorites 1. And in Game 2, the Tigers 4, the Meteorites 14. The London Mammoths 8, the Richmond Knights 18. And in Game 2, the Mammoths 4, the Knights 6. In the AA, the games between the Dorshill Spitfires and the Richmond Barons and the Guildford Mavericks and the Southampton Mustangs, results not yet in. Sidewinders 9, the Tunbridge Wildcats 4, the East London Latin Boys 25, the Brentwood Stags 0, the Latin Boys 17, the Stags 3 in Game 2, the Brighton Red Hawks 4, the Hearts Hawks 20, the London Marauders 13, the Richmond Dragons 2, the Stourbridge Titans 7, the Long Eaton Storm 12, and in Game 2, the Titans 9, the Storm 16, the Birmingham Bandits 14, the Milton Keynes Bucks 3, and in Game 2, the Bandits 16, the Bucks 0. And in the Single A, the Essex Archers 14, the Richmond Dukes 28, the Northland Centurions 7, the East Midlands Wolfpack 15, and in Game 2, the Centurions 20, the Wolfpack 3. The Norwich Iceni 34, the Guildford Millers 17, the London Musketeers 39, the Hearts Raptors 22. The game between the Forest Glade Redbacks and the Old Timers, results not yet in. The Cambridge Royals 24, the Bracknell Inferno 2, and finally the Guildford Goldcats 16, the Tunbridge Bobcats 29. Here are the fixtures for this weekend. In the League of Ireland, in the A-League today, the Dublin Spartans play the Greystones Mariners, and tomorrow, the Dublin Hurricanes play the Dublin Black Sox. And then in the B-League today, the Dublin Spartans play the Greystones Mariners. For more information, go to baseballireland.com. The remaining fixtures are all tomorrow. The League of Scotland, the Edinburgh Cannons are at the Glasgow Comets, and the Edinburgh Giants are at the Granite City Oilers. For more information, go to baseballscotland.com. In the South West Baseball League, the Bristol Badgers are at the Taunton Muskets, the Taunton Musketeers are at the Bristol Bats, the Newton Brewers are at the Plymouth Mariners, and the St Austell Claycutters are at the Exeter Spitfires. For more information, search for South West Baseball League on Facebook. In the Northern League, all of these games doubleheaders, the Cartmel Valley Lions are at the Harrogate Tigers, the Halton Jags are at the Bolton Robots of Doom, the Manchester A's are at the Liverpool Trojans, the Liverpool Trojans are at the Hull Scorpions, Scorpions 2 are at the Nottingham Rebels, and the County Durham Spartans are at the Manchester Torrent. For more information, go to BritishBaseballLeague.com. And in the BBF, in the National League, all of these games are being played at Grove Hill Park. The London Mets play the Hearts Falcons, and the London Capitals play the Essex Arrows before the Falcons play the Arrows, and then the Capitals play the Mets. In the AAA, again all doubleheaders, Richmond Knights are at the Taunton Tigers, London Meteorites at the Oxford Kings, and the Essex Redbacks at the London Mammoths. In the AA, still doubleheaders, the Tunbridge Wildcats are at the Southampton Mustangs, the Guildford Mavericks are at the Brighton Redhawks, the Hearts Hawks are at the East London Latin Boys, the London Marauders are at the Brentwood Stags, the Sidewinders are at the Dorshill Spitfires, the Richmond Dragons are at the Richmond Barons, the Long Eaton Storm are at the Milton Keynes Bucks, and the Leicester Blue Sox are at the Birmingham Bandits. And in the Single A, the Birmingham Outlaws are at the Stourbridge Tomahawks in a doubleheader. The remaining fixtures are single headers, the Cambridge Monarchs at the Essex Archers, the Norwich Iceni at the Cambridge Royals, the Guildford Millers at the Forest Glade Redbacks, the London Musketeers at the Old Timers, and the Kent Mariners at the Bracknell Inferno. For more information, go to BritishBaseball.org. Go and watch some baseball. We'll be back for the bottom half of this week's episode, an interview with Paul and Jess Vernon and Holly Newell from the Bracknell Baseball and Softball Club, after a message from one of our sponsors.
Feeling like you're going nowhere, lacking patience or self-discipline? You need Walks with Alan Jones, the new audiobook from Mordecai and Giza. Listen as Alan talks you through some of his favourite walks in Leicester, Birmingham and Milton Keynes. Walks with Alan Jones. Available in all good bookshops and some rubbish ones as well.
I'm Liam Harris from the Liverpool Trojans, and I listen to the It's Not Rounders podcast.
You join us for the bottom half of this week's episode, and we're talking to three more people, although this time all on the same phone. They're from the Bracknell Baseball and Softball Club. It's Paul and Jess Vernon and Holly Newell. Guys, great to have you on the show.
Hello.
Lots of voices there, so let's just establish who is who. Paul is one of the founder members of the club. Paul, say hello.
Hello.
There we go. So that's Paul. Jess has been playing all three types because they have slow pitch and fast pitch softball and baseball. So this is Jess.
Hiya.
There you go. And Holly is a committee member and assistant coach, and she plays baseball and softball as well.
Hello.
There we go. Thank you very much. So I will try and direct my questions to people and help the listeners out at home. But they've all heard now, so they should know what's going on. So, Paul, we'll start with you because, as we said, you're one of the founder members of the club. Give us a potted history, if you can, of the Bracknell Baseball and Softball Club.
Sure. You can trace its history back to late 92. A guy called John Fletcher just stuck a little article in the newspaper, the local newspaper, asking if anybody was interested in playing baseball. And probably to his surprise, I think, about a dozen people replied to him. So obviously in the days before Facebook and Twitter and all the rest of it, these other two here probably can't remember back before those days. But yes, a little article in the newspaper with a telephone number, and a dozen guys got in contact with him. We met up in late 92, and we just decided that we would have a go. So we sort of started the practice early in 1993, and we played that year. We finished that season with a 6-6 record, and we asked if we could get promoted to the next division. And sort of a similar sort of pattern emerged over the next few years, where we played and we had some success, but each year we sort of asked if we could get promoted, and sometimes the BBF said yes, sometimes they said no, but by 1998 we were playing in the old Premier Division. And then subsequently to that, when the National League was set up, we applied to be members of the National League. Uh-huh. And then I guess probably in terms of adult play, one of the defining moments for the club was when we finally, if you like, won the National Championship in 2009. So that was probably, again, in terms of adult baseball, that was probably one of our major achievements. Unfortunately, since then, the Blazers, who won the national championship, folded, and we are running a single baseball team at the moment, which plays in the single A division, and that's the Inferno. So that's really very potted, not a lot of detail about what happened in the middle. But in terms of adult baseball, that's sort of where we were. We did have a period of dominating youth baseball between 2003 and 2009. The club won one or other of the youth national titles.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud to say that I was involved as a coach with those teams, and a lot of young players got a lot of game time. And a lot of experience, good experiences, not just about playing on the field, but I think they learn a lot about themselves and about each other. And I think that stands in good stead. There's a lot of those players are still playing baseball, which is good.
That's fantastic. I mean, you said there at the start that it was sort of like late 1992 when this article or advert goes in the newspaper. I mean, obviously there was no baseball on telly, I don't think, at that time. So how did you even get interested in baseball in the first place?
Yeah, well, there probably was a little, actually. Back, I think, I went the year wrong. I think it was 89. There was, World Series was the Battle of the Bay. It was San Francisco and Oakland in the World Series. And one of the original sort of cable channels, Screen Sport, I think it was called, carried coverage, live coverage of that. And I guess it might have been a little bit of a coincidence or a fluke, really. I just before that World Series was being played, I broke my leg playing football.
Right.
So I was laid up for 6 weeks, not able to go to work. So I ended up watching the World Series and getting a liking for the game. I decided I wanted to play a summer sport. I was in my late 20s by that time. And I remember actually going on a cricket coaching course to learn how to play cricket. And that's when John Fletcher put his little advert into the newspaper. And I thought, well, I'll try baseball and see how that is. But then the 89 World Series, it was the Battle of the Bay. But it was also when there was the big earthquake in San Francisco. So I also remember watching a lot of coverage of that earthquake, which was quite incredible.
Fantastic. It must have been fate then for you to break your leg.
I guess so, yes. It was pretty painful, but yeah, probably fate as well. Yeah.
That's good. That's fantastic. So, I mean, you are a big part of you know, the history of that club and the development of a lot of baseball players who perhaps aren't necessarily playing for Bracknell anymore because of the folding of the Blazers, but are still out in the British baseball community.
Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah, there are. If I tried to list them, I would probably forget some of them, which would be a bit sad. But there are three in particular that I could think of at the moment: Ryan Trask, Michael Trask, and Henry Collins. Are playing down for the Southampton Mustangs. Henry Collins was the winning pitcher in the 2009 National Championship team. Henry's turning his arm over as well. Jordan Edmonds played for the club. He's been playing in Australia through the winter. He's been out to Canada to go to college, and he's playing in Germany at the moment. I think he's coming back at the end of the summer. And will probably settle and start playing. But yeah, Jordan. There's a long list of players who have come through the club successfully and have gone on to play with Great Britain and on other national championship teams. Yeah,
fantastic. So Jess, if we can turn to you, as we established at the start there, you've started playing baseball this season. You were playing softball and now have started playing baseball. How has that been?
It's been good. It's been a change. There's a lot of different factors compared to slow pitch.
Yeah.
The rules and speed of the ball, everything really.
But a lot of the fundamentals from softball are quite transferable, I guess.
Yeah, but there's been more rule changes than I expected, I think.
Okay, such as?
Oh, like the stealing and the tags and things and bunting.
Yeah, it's a lot to, because I played cricket for a long time and then started playing baseball. I think there's a lot of things that are easily picked up, but then a lot of the in-game tactics, like knowing when to tag and when it's a force play and stuff, for that to be instinctive, it takes a long time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So is it more of a, in softball, is it more about, are they all force plays at bags? There are no tags, or?
There is tags as long as it's not force, yeah.
Okay.
But you don't get stealing things, so.
Yeah, so it's a different element of tactics to the game there.
Yeah.
Just talking before the interview, we established that you actually played all three types of baseball and softball in one day.
Yeah, it was a long day.
Okay, so what was that about? How did that transpire?
I signed up to GBFL this season, which is the fast pitch league for softball, which is 6 weeks of, well, it's league, but a couple of games a day at the weekends. But there was also a slow pitch softball tournament with Bracknell, who I wanted to play with. And then there was the BUB all girls game on the same day. So we managed to play in that as well. But it was all on the same day, but it was all in the same location.
Yeah, it was all fun.
Easy for us to do all of them.
That's fantastic. Yeah, we talked to Laura and Kate and Luke last week about that very event. So you're a history maker as well. Fantastic. So let's talk about the Inferno. You've been playing for the Inferno, and so has Holly. So how has the season been going, Holly?
So we haven't had like much luck of winning any games, but we're all so competitive. I mean, it's really hard because we've had quite a few beginners join and we're all sort of learning together, but everyone's so competitive and we have fun with it as well, sort of thing.
So how have you been doing personally as a player?
So I also play the three types of games, fast pitch, slow pitch and baseball. I do kind of find it hard sometimes to just like transfer all like the ball speeds and stuff like that. But it's been good. I've been enjoying playing with the baseball this year. I haven't really played a lot over the few years, but I've been more involved this year and it was fun in the spring league.
Was that the Hearts one?
Yeah, cool.
I should probably mention here, Stuart, actually, that Holly's been selected to the Great Britain slow pitch squad.
So,
as well as the other elements that she's been talking about, she's also made a step up playing slow pitch. She played at the National Softball League Division 2 last weekend for the Bristol Bees. So I don't really know how these girls manage to get so much time to do what they're doing. If there's any sort of baseball or softball activity going on in our area, they're there, which is great because they're getting loads of experience and learning about the game. And, all, you know, that stand our club in good stead when they turn their hand to tune properly. That's inevitable. That will happen. They're learning so much about the game.
That's fantastic. As if you were hiding that light under a bushel.
Yeah, quite.
So if people are listening and they want to get involved in the Bracknell Baseball and Softball Club, I'm guessing they don't have to rely on there being an article in a newspaper. What other methods are there of people getting in touch?
We've got a Twitter account, which is B_B_S_C,
okay.
Which is Bracknell Baseball Softball Club.
Yep.
We've also got a Facebook page, which is quite up to date. We post quite regularly.
Yeah. And players of all abilities and experience are welcome.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, because you're an assistant coach as well, aren't you, within the club?
I do a bit of coaching, yes.
Okay, that's great. Paul, Jess, Holly, it's been great learning about the historical Bracknell Baseball and Softball Club, and we wish you well for the coming season.
Thanks very much.
That's the final out on another episode of the It's Not Rounders podcast. Thanks to Paul, Jess and Holly for taking the time to talk to us about the Bracknell Baseball and Softball Club. Thanks as always to Andrew Morley for writing our theme tune and Ben Sound for providing the supplementary music during the show. If you want to get in touch, then find us on Facebook or Twitter using the name Not Rounders, or send an email to notrounders@gmail.com. Thanks for swinging by. We'll be back next week.